Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. All right, this breaking news right up our alley. Jussie Smollett indicted by the special prosecutor, Dan Webb. This all stems from the alleged racist and anti-gay attack on him, which did not happen. Mike Monaco is an attorney at law here in Chicago, former assistant U.S. attorney, and also former Cook County. No, you were never a Cook County State Senator.
No.
You were too big.
How
for
are
that.
You? Also, this is news.
Also, formerly an attorney for Jussie Smollett at the beginning of that case.
Briefly.
An hour and a half, as I recall. Before I realized, I have no idea what happened between you and your client, but I know there were a lot of people telling him to give up the idea that he was, just say you're sorry and move on, and it did not work out. All right, this is very interesting.
This is interesting.
They're not saying specifically at this point, because I think they just, his office announced that they're indicting him, and I don't think we have actually seen the indictment yet. So we're waiting for that to cross the wires.
So it's not public yet? It may not be public yet.
Well, they just file it, right? And then somebody's got to go get it. So that's a separate, that's how that goes. So without getting into the specifics of it, I mean, it obviously is for either filing a false police report or for doing, for some form of cover-up, right? I mean, those are the only two things you could get him for. You can't indict a guy for buying his own, for having his own noose around his neck when the police arrive.
No. Unless he made a false statement to the police, too, which he could also be indicted for that. Making a false police report.
Yes, right, exactly. So that's what happens in a situation like that? I mean,
this is a very unusual situation for a fellow to go through a deferred prosecution and then to be indicted. It's a very unusual circumstance.
So does this go then to the county? I mean, could they do this federally?
Oh, yeah,
no,
this
goes to the county.
No, county.
Kim Fox
Absolutely
has to
county.
Weigh in on this.
Well, I'm not sure as special prosecutor if he has to get her approval.
But
I doubt that he does.
But who assigns the prosecutors to the case then?
It's Webb's people are going to be the prosecutors. Webb and his people will be the prosecutors in the case.
Is that a cuckoo clock?
Investigating it.
Yeah.
Webb's associates and he have been investigating the case.
This could not be a better use of a cuckoo clock to actually go off during the middle of this conversation right now.
I'm in my partner's office. He has a cuckoo clock in here, actually.
Yeah, which happens to be 3 minutes off, so don't worry about it. Anyway,
that's funny.
But that's because this thing is so cuckoo. It is nuts.
Is cuckoo.
All right, so there's jail time associated with these kinds of things, too. I wonder if he would have to come back. Why would this not be double jeopardy since he already got adjudicated?
He didn't face jeopardy.
Is what?
He was never. He did not face jeopardy. He was under indictment, but then the case was deferred.
Okay.
So he did not face jeopardy. He was not under jeopardy. Remember that Harry Alleman case where the judge was bribed, and this same judge here, Judge Tooman, ruled that in that case it wasn't double jeopardy because he was never in jeopardy because the judge in that case was bribed. And I don't know if you remember, but when the FBI went out to see the judge, he killed himself out in Arizona after he retired. So that was J. Frank Wilson. But that's what happened in the Harry Alleman case. And here, this young man, Jussie Smollett, was never in jeopardy.
Harry Alleman, by the way, was a member of the Chicago Outfit, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, button man. All right.
I think Maury Posley wrote a book about it.
Yep.
He did write a book about it.
So
yeah.
This is not a good day for Jussie Smollett. It's probably not a good day for Kim Fox. One would imagine that they had to go back around on this one.
That's probably true. That's more of a political question.
Yes,
but it's probably true.
Yeah,
you know more about politics than I do, Rob.
Yes, of course I do. And although I've been placed in semi-retirement on the issue, you know what's interesting though is that she's scheduled to be on the program on Thursday.
Your program.
Yes, this very radio program. Of course, she was scheduled to be on a week and a half ago, and she didn't show up. So we'll see.
But, I know. I think I took her place that day.
I believe you did. All right. Jesse Smollett has been indicted by the special prosecutor. More on that at the top of the hour. Mike Monaco, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to try to remain calm while we discuss this. But it's, if you might have just jumped into your car or seen on your phone, Jesse Smollett has been indicted now by the special prosecutor, Dan Webb, who was assigned to look into the whole Jesse Smollett, Kim Fox, how this whole thing happened a year ago when he faked his own attack and then told the police that he had been attacked. And Dan Webb now is prosecuting him on there's six total counts, four of which are lying to the police, filing a false police report. Kim Fox says that she finds in a statement that was just made within the last hour that it's questionable that it's a James Comey-like timing for this charging decision against Jesse Smollett just 35 days out from an election, which she is in. It can only be interpreted as further politicization of the justice system. That's what she says. So let's politicize it. Donna Moore is joining us. She is one of the contestants in that state's attorney's race for Cook County State's Attorney, which is coming up, as Kim just said, in 35 days. What's your reaction to all this, Donna?
Hey, bro. Thanks for having me. My reaction is that Kim has refused to talk about the case on the campaign trail and every event we're at. And now this is evidence that she was unlawfully influenced by calls from influential politicians and celebrities when she made the decision to dismiss the 16 counts against Smollett. This is not, you know, this is not a mistake or an error in judgment. This, to me, shows that there is potentially significant wrongdoing on the part of our state's attorney.
Now, what's interesting about this is that in the statement from Dan Webb, at the very, he explains that the judge in this case that authorized the special prosecutor, there were two things that they needed. One was that the questions that Dan Webb had to answer, should Jesse Smollett be further prosecuted for the alleged false reports? And then number two, did anybody in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office do anything wrong, either her or anybody else do anything wrong? And so what he said in his statement today about the indictment of Jesse Smollett is that they've concluded that further prosecution of Jesse Smollett is in the interest of justice. Several factors went into that determination, including extensive nature of his false police reports and the resources expended. Right. So you've got that. But then he goes on to say, and this is important, that just because he's reached these conclusions doesn't mean that anything should be interpreted about whether or not the second part of this, whether anybody at the Cook County State Attorney's Office did anything wrong. And he emphasizes that the further prosecution is not evidence in and of itself that any individuals within the State Attorney's Office engaged in any wrongdoing in connection with the Smollett investigation. Your reaction to that?
Well, listen, we have said all along we were going to wait for the Webb report. He answered question one and said that in the interest of justice, he found the need to charge Mr. Smollett. I think that there is a real question hanging over the state's attorney herself about whether there was wrongdoing. She made the determination to dismiss the charges. And we, the voting public, as well as every citizen in Cook County, have a right to understand why. She wasn't transparent before the special prosecutor got appointed. She welcomed the special prosecutor being appointed. And now I think it's Ms. Fox that is politicizing because she doesn't like the results so far. And you know, we can all wait. I hope that question two is answered before March 17th because the voters have a right to know.
Donna Moore, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Again, trying to remain calm during this period of the show because the Jesse Smollett story took a very interesting turn. If you're just getting in your car, you're just looking at your phone or whatever it happens to be, you're just hearing this for the first time, Jesse Smollett has been indicted by the special prosecutor, in the case of the investigation into Jesse Smollett and how the Cook County State's Attorney's Office decided that they were just going to kind of let this whole thing go. He was not going to have to. He could plead guilty but never admit guilt. He could go spend a couple of hours doing some community service, which he did by working at the library at Operation Push for a couple of hours, took a few selfies, and then he went back out on the street and said, hey, the Chicago Police Department, everybody has screwed him, and he's the victim here. So now Dan Webb, the special prosecutor, former U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, an attorney in private practice, very successful attorney in private practice, has been named as the special prosecutor by this judge a couple of months ago, and was given two different jobs here. One was to figure out if Jussie Smollett should face further criminal charges. He found yes is the answer to that, and has charged him with six more. Four counts of obstructing justice and two counts of being a jerk, which is basically what those other two are. Then the question number two, which is, did anybody in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office do anything wrong? On this particular day, in this particular statement from the special prosecutor, he says that because we've charged Jussie Smollett, you can't infer that there's more coming, but I can't comment on that at this time. It's basically what they're saying. For her part, Kim Fox, the state's attorney, released a statement that said this is James Comey-like to release an indictment of Jussie Smollett just 35 days before an election. Now, what? She's going down. She's using the Donald Trump defense? Oh, my God. All right. So we thought we'd get a reaction from the people who are taking her on in the Democratic primary on the 17th of March. Here's Bob Fioretti, a longtime Chicago alderman who's running for Cook County State's Attorney. What say you, sir?
Good to be here. Thank you. I firmly believe that in light of the decision to indict Jussie Smollett, that Kim Fox must resign. There's no doubt about it. And her reaction that is Trump-like is just absurd. I mean, it just shows the corruption, incompetence, and personal dishonesty that she and her head office live by.
So, yes, but she's not going to. What's next? What's the other?
Well, I think everybody in the county of Cook ought to be looking at this, because if she's still under investigation, or the cloud of every criminal complaint that is filed is questionable under her. And I think people on the county board ought to be calling for her resignation. If I had a defendant out there, I'd be asking if the state's attorney can get away with this in this case, where a special status was given, then it can happen in any other case. And we need to restore integrity and honesty and transparency to that office, and we need to restore it now.
So you have a sense that there will be more coming here? What is your thought? What if you had to predict something here?
Well, during some of the forums, she was, first of all, she was praising Dan Webb. So for her to turn around and say what she said today in this press release is ironic and deceitful. But secondly, I do believe that why did she have to, and of course she says she has a personal attorney out of Washington who is allegedly doing it pro bono. Maybe she's not paying that person, but somebody could be paying that person to represent her. And so you have that going on, and why would you need that if you weren't at risk? So I think there's a lot more to come out in the next few weeks.
All right, Bob Fioretti is running for Cook County State's Attorney. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And we're anticipating a statement, which we will pass along to you, from Bill Conway, who is the fourth contestant for Cook County State's Attorney on March 17th. All right. you got to look at this, and you just got to stop. Now, let's look at this not from the Kim Fox perspective for a second. Let's look at this from just a Jesse Smollett perspective. We talked to his former attorney a little bit earlier on in the program, Mike Monaco, who's our legal analyst, unpaid position. Here is the thing I find most fascinating, is watching we have these TV screens in front of us here, and I'm watching all the major networks, and they're all breaking in, like the top of the network news for NBC, ABC, and CBS in their introduction reel that they have when they start, here's coming up tonight on the blah, 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 nightly news. All Jesse Smollett made all three in the intro reel. And many of them played the story in the first block, in the first, it was one of the top stories you get. And you got the New Hampshire primary today. And you have the Roger Stone story today, where the president tweeted that Roger Stone was treated inappropriately. And then the Justice Department changed the sentencing request to the judge in the sentencing of Roger Stone, who's been found guilty of three different counts, federal counts, including lying, perjury, and witness intimidation. He threatened a witness with bodily harm. We'll talk about that with Mark McKinnon coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. But those stories got kind of rushed out, and here's Jesse Smollett. Look at this. Look what happened here. And it's all because of this stupid thing. Now, Jesse Smollett did a really dumb thing. There's no question about it. And I've never understood what his motivation was. It's almost inconceivable to think about. As people were saying, well, he did it because he was afraid he was going to get fired from Empire and this was going to secure his job. I'm not sure that that's why he did it. They said he did it because he needed to promote his new album, which was coming out. I'm not sure that's why he did it. I just kind of think he was a guy that wanted to get some sort of attention. He needed something to put himself head and shoulders above what else was going on around him in terms of his cast or, however he felt about himself. He clearly is a troubled young man. He's talked about that. Right, he's got his own issues. So he somehow finds these two mopes who decided to help him out with this thing, and he stages this attack on himself. It's clearly what happened. He pleads. He goes through an adjudication. He doesn't have to plead guilty. He doesn't actually have to have a. This doesn't necessarily rise to the level where he had to go to court and he had to be under the jeopardy of being in prison, losing his freedom or fine or whatever it happened to be. And he's been fined, and there's no indication that he's paid the fine. This is just a diversion, as they call it, in the criminal justice system. And then he went right out. But part of the diversion is you got to say you're sorry. Part of the diversion is you've got to go in front of the judge and say, I did this. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it. That was not required in this case. So that's why he's being charged again. That's why Dan Webb found within his rights to charge Jesse Smollett, because this is not double jeopardy. He was diverted. He actually didn't really, in the classic sense, did not face the criminal charge. So Jesse Smollett now will have to face a criminal charge. He'll actually have to face six criminal charges. Now, they're not major things. This is not murder one. This is not a big, this is ultimately not going to be a big deal. He's probably not going to spend any time in jail for it, but it's really about justice for the people of Cook County. It's justice for the people of Chicago. Justice for people who are like myself, out of my mind about the fact that Jesse Smollett not only got to do this and talk about what a dangerous, awful place Chicago is because it's filled with MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters who wish to lynch him, which is not true. We have a lot of problems. That is not one of them. So this is the way he did it, and the expense that was spent by the city is just insane. So I'm glad that he is coming back to face justice. We'll see what happens with Kim Fox. News in two.
I'm grateful for my record. Yeah. And again, having been born and raised in the church, I know the saying, let that work speak for me.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of that work. I haven't been perfect. And it is the beauty of what it is to have grown up in the church is to understand your imperfections and the ability to be to be redeemed as such.
Yeah.
It is that brokenness that allows me to see this work from a very personal narrative.
All right.
And it is the gratitude that I have for these leaders here and across the city who have recognized that though not perfect, that the work that we are doing is far too important for us to go back.
That's Kim Fox from this morning. She was at an event with 100 Chicago-based ministers and receiving their endorsement for Cook County State's attorney. And she talked about how, you know, she's made some mistakes and she gets to see the world a little differently. Okay, well, that's just fine. Except then, a couple hours later, Dan Webb indicts Jussie Smollett. Six counts. That's not going well for her. All right, we talked to the other candidates. By the way, Kim Fox, scheduled to appear on this program on Thursday, and she'll talk about this. But we did talk to Donna Moore. We talked to Bob Fioretti. And now Bill Conway is running for Cook County State's attorney. I'd like to just get your reaction to the indictment of Jussie Smollett by the special prosecutor today and what you anticipate will happen to the Cook County State's attorney.
Well, Earl, first off, thanks for having me on. You know, I say about it what I've said from the beginning. It's clear that a politically connected celebrity got a better deal than regular people get. And clearly the special prosecutor agreed in that, and the state's attorney's office couldn't provide any evidence to the contrary. And frankly, the state's attorney repeatedly lied to the public on this, and I can promise you, Earl, that when I'm elected, I am going to treat everyone fairly, regardless of who they know or what zip code they're from.
So she said, this is interesting, your reaction politically to this, because you're, obviously, you're former attorney in the office, in the state attorney's office. But she said that the timing of this by the special prosecutor, by Dan Webb, who was appointed by a judge to look into this, was questionable in its James Comey-like timing. Throwing the fact that you got almost a Trumpian defense here. What is your reaction to the James Comey reference?
Well, at this point, I mean, based on everything that's happened throughout this case, I don't think we can believe anything that Ms. Fox has said regarding this case. And I think it's a desperate attack on Mr. Webb.
Is there a sense that you think there's that Bob Fioretti is asking for her to step aside? Do you have any sense that she'll do that?
You know, I certainly can't speak for Ms. Fox, Roe, but I'm certainly confident that as far as my campaign, if we get our message out, that we're going to win the election, and I was confident of that yesterday, and I'm confident of that tomorrow.
All right. Bill Conway, running for Cook County State's attorney. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Earl, for having me on, as always.
All right. There he is, Bill Conway. All right. We've talked to all the major opponents. We'll talk to Kim Fox coming up in just a couple of days. It's pretty wild when you stop and you think about it, though. Listen, here's the one reaction I have to her assertion, to Kim Fox's assertion, that this is a politically motivated timing. What choice did the special prosecutor have? Could have waited till after the election to indict Jussie Smollett? Or as soon as he made a decision, as soon as he's finishing his report, does he have to hold it? Because isn't that political as well? This is a reality. This is something that she caused. She created this problem. So when things like this happen, it's not the fault of the timing of the investigator. It's the fault of the people who screwed up in the first place. It's pretty simple. Don't get me angry right now. Lauren Lapka's got the traffic and the weather.